These are your latest Manchester City headlines. The quarter-final for the Champions League has just been made and City have been handed a tough draw against Paris Saint-Germain of France. City will travel to the Parc des Princes to tackle the Parisians in the first leg on the 5th or 6th of April. The second leg at the Etihad a week later on the 12th and 13th of April. The rest of the draw, Wolfsburg of Germany have been drawn against Real Madrid, Bayern Munich against Benfica, and Barcelona will face Atletico Madrid in the draw. So a tough one for City if they're going to progress into the semi-finals of the Champions League. We'll have a look ahead at the derby later, as we can tell you that City will go into the game against Manchester United on Sunday looking to pick up a victory in their boost, their top four spot hopes at least, according to Sergio Aguero. He says, we want the title, but we have to take into account United are right behind us. It'll be a tough game. We'll have to play intensely in that one. Also, we believe that City will not be rushed into making a decision on Yaya Toure's future beyond this season. The Ivory Coast midfielder's outspoken agent Dimitri Seluk demanded the citizens tell them in the next 7 days where they stand, or the player will look for a move elsewhere. Well, Toure still has 12 months left on his current £220,000 a week deal and is after a new 3-year agreement. 32-year-old still in the dark as to whether Pep Guardiola will want to keep him on next season when he replaces Manuel Pellegrini. City insiders, though, understood to be nonplussed by the latest comments from Toure's agent, having long dismissed his previous rants.